Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, March 11, 2024. Stand up for your country. So as you know, I was in Florida over the weekend. Maybe you didn't know that, but I told everybody on Wednesday, last Wednesday, I'd be there. I was not here on Thursday. I did, however, due diligence. I watched every second of the State of the Union, and then I actually painfully watched the analysis on television afterward. And, you know, I got a little frustrated because it's getting more and more apparent to me that the news agencies in America have just fallen apart completely. And they don't care anymore about what is reality and what is propaganda. So tonight I'm going to break this down so every one of you will understand what actually happened in the State of the Union address and afterward, and how it affects you and your family. And that is the Talking Points memo. Okay, so President Biden last Thursday got through the address in a good way for him and his party, not for America. It was not a State of the Union address, it was a campaign speech. And he got through it. And we know that because immediately afterward, in about 24 hours after, $10 million rolled in to the Democrats. All right. So the Democratic stalwarts were happy with Biden's presentation. I got a bunch of email from liberal acquaintances, and they were very happy with what Joe Biden did because it gave the Democrats hope. If he had faltered, as I analyzed last week, then it would have been over. But Biden got through it. Now, did he get through it with style? No. He was far too aggressive, far too partisan, didn't admit any mistakes, which is almost impossible to believe, but he didn't. Okay, because he was playing to his own party. He wasn't talking to people in the Republican Party or independents. He was talking to Democrats. And he was going, look, I can do this. I can handle this. I got this is the cliche. Okay. So it was stunning, but Mr. Biden believes in his heart that he is a fantastic president, that he's one of the greatest presidents this country has ever seen. He believes that. And nobody's going to change his opinion. And his wife believes it. And the sycophants around him in the White House, they don't believe it, but they say it. And the press props him up. But in his own mind, Joe Biden thinks he is the greatest president. Jimmy Carter did too, interestingly enough. There were very few failures as presidents who thought they were failures. Right? Herbert Hoover didn't think he was a failure. I basically go, whoa. All right. So, you know, it's important you know the mindset that he was in. Again, he did not make any mistakes whatsoever. No humility, none. And I wrote in my column on Sunday, what does Joe Biden and Donald Trump, what do Joe Biden and Donald Trump have in common? Neither one of them will admit a mistake ever. And that is the truth. I'll read a letter later on that scolds me for saying that, but I say the truth. Now, the most interesting part of this State of the Union address, which was almost entirely propaganda and socialism, and it was socialism, I'll get to that, was when Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican, began heckling the president. Go.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
Appalling. But not for the reason you might think. He doesn't know who Lincoln Riley is. All right. And that goes back to the fact that he cannot absorb information. Joe Biden. He doesn't really know who she is. Right? It's not a real thing to him. So it's Lincoln Riley because he heard something somewhere. That's number one. He makes the mistake of calling undocumented aliens illegal. Okay. Because he doesn't understand that the woke culture has now banished the words illegal alien. Doesn't quite get that, right? Because they didn't tell him that before he went to the speech. But the worst thing is this statement from him. By an illegal, that's right. But how many thousands of people are being killed by legals? That means by Americans. This is fifth grade stuff. Pointing to other bad behavior to justify your bad behavior or whatever you want to do. Now, I've said this, what, 1,000 times? You don't justify bad behavior by pointing to other bad behavior. That's fifth grade stuff. So when I heard that, I went, you know, the man is a simpleton. And I'm not using that in a disrespectful way. He's a simpleton. He cannot grasp the seriousness of the murder of Lincoln Riley. He cannot grasp it. If he could, he would have called a family. It's as simple as that. He didn't call a family. Just like he didn't go to East Palestine when the train went off the track. He didn't go. He doesn't care. If he cared, he would have closed the border 3 years ago. He doesn't. You know, when I say that, people, oh, O'Reilly, you're partisan, you're this, you're that. The man does not care, okay? How hard is it to have your people set up a call with the Riley family? How hard is that? It's not hard. Okay. So I was horrified by that whole thing. And then, predictably, Nancy Pelosi goes on television. Go.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but it's not a big thing. OK, what's the big thing?
Yeah, about no, I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment. But you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh. He said illegal. I don't think it's a big deal.
OK,
I don't think it's a big deal.
But more broadly,
because I think his focus was on the sympathy for the family.
No, it wasn't. If he was sympathetic, the family would have called him. And the woman at CNN, Dana Bash, should have just said that. But never in a million years would she say that, Dana Bash, ever. What's the point of having a television news operation? Okay, so Allison Phillips is the mother of the slain Lincoln Riley. She posted this on the internet. Biden, does not even know my child's name. It's pathetic. If you're going to say her name, even when forced to do so, at least say the right name. And I share Ms. Phillips's disappointment. Okay. It's to me, it's very clear, but not to my very intelligent liberal friends, because they don't want to believe that Biden is a simpleton, that Biden doesn't care. They don't want to believe it. And no matter how much evidence you present, they're not going to. Now, the second part of the speech that was disturbing to me is the socialism. So Biden wants to raise the corporate tax from 21%, where it is now, to 28%, because the corporations have to pay their fair share. How many times, how many years has this been going on, the fair share stuff? So that's not going to get through unless the Democrats win both houses, which they could, and Biden's reelected. But if it gets through, guess who's going to pay the 7% hike in corporations? You and me. So if you want to buy a car, General Motors is going to pass that tax hike onto the consumer. That's how it works. Biden doesn't know that. He's not smart enough to know it. But all of this fair share BS, and that's what it is. I mean, I run three corporations. I pay an enormous amount of tax. So much tax that if I didn't feel I had an obligation to you, I'd pack it. It's not worth it. That's how much tax I pay living in New York. It's taken more than 50% when you add it all up. And it's clear to me that if Biden is reelected, this country will go on a fast track to socialism, particularly if the two houses of Congress go Democrat. That's what they want. They want the, and what is socialism? So you know, to your friends, the government runs the economy. They call all the shots. That's what it is. And that's a memo.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, so the president gives an address to a left-wing group, National League of Cities in D.C. Then he goes up to New Hampshire for a campaign event. And that's what he, 75% of his time between now and November 5th is going to be spent on campaigning. Not all presidents do it, but he doesn't work anyway, so that's what it's going to be. All right, now, after the day after the State of the Union, Friday, he goes to Philadelphia, Biden. And he's right back to where he was before the State of the Union. Two unbelievable gaffes. Roll the first one.
In Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right, and I promise you, if we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
It's just a bunch of, send me to Congress? And he's going to restore Roe v. Wade as the law? No, he's not. Even if the Democrats voted it in, Supreme Court would say, we already told you. It's legal. You can't pass an illegal law. We're the final word. He's so stupid. And then people, oh, yeah, that's right. We'll restore Roe v. Wade. It's a bunch of morons. Okay, second one. Go.
We cut the deficit. And we added more to the national debt than any president in his term in all of history and under Donald Trump. These guys talk about, oh. Too many corporations raise their prices and pad their profits, charging you more and more for less and less.
We added more to the national debt. Yeah, you did. You finally told the truth, but you botched it because you wanted to blame Trump for doing that. But you are the biggest spending president in American history by far on a proportional basis after 3 years. Now, I got a bunch of letters, and I did hear this on talk radio. I think I heard it on TV that Biden was on Adderall when he gave his State of the Union address. That's a stimulant, okay? You can't say that as a fact. You can have an opinion that might have happened, and it certainly might have happened. I told a big liberal broadcaster last night who was ranting and raving about this, you can't say he did not take a stimulant before he gave that speech. You can't. You don't know. But on the other side, you don't know if he did. So people stating these things as facts are misleading you. All right, polls. ABC News poll. One question. Who do you trust do a better job leading the United States? Biden, 33%. Trump, 36%. Pretty close. Neither, 30%. That's a pretty big number. But it's going to come down to Biden or Trump. So you got to make your call. Then there is a Gallup poll. They have three questions. Do you think leaders of other countries respect Joe Biden? Respect him, 37. No, don't respect him, 58. Wow. No opinion, 5. Second question. On the whole, would you say you are satisfied or dissatisfied position in the United States and the world? Satisfied, 33. Dissatisfied, 65. In general, how do you think the United States rates in the eyes of the world? Favorably 42, unfavorably 57, no opinion 1. I think the last one is dead on. I think that most countries in the world do not have a favorable opinion of the USA, primarily out of jealousy, because we live so much better than every place else. I mean, not every place. Switzerland lives very well. But most other places, a lot of jealousy. All right, so let's go to Trump. He goes to Georgia, Rome, and he meets with the family of Lake and Riley. All right, and here's what he said. Go.
Joe Biden has no remorse. He's got no regret. He's got no empathy, no compassion. And worst of all, he has no intention of stopping the deadly invasion that stole precious Lakin's beautiful American life.
All true, in my opinion. Donald Trump met with Allison Phillips. We referenced her before. Jason Riley, Lakin's father, and three siblings. All right. And it was nice of him to do it. It was a smart political move as well. They met backstage at the before that speech. The guy arrested, Jose Ibarra, 26, denied bail. He's still in Georgia. Now, the final thing on this is that the state of Georgia, which went for Biden in 2020, will now go for Trump. I guarantee that. So Trump has got that state because of this situation. ABC News, which is a leftist operation, not as bad as NBC, but it's left. Their top correspondent is George Stephanopoulos. You know him on Good Morning America. He got into a little spat with Republican Congressman woman Nancy Mace. Go.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame, and you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape.
She kicked his butt. I mean, she kicked little George all over the place. And she's referring to that she This woman got all this money and she was yucking it up about how she's going to spend it. But the important point is that Trump was found guilty in a civil court, not a criminal court. Okay. And the reason that Ms. Mace brought that up is because in civil court, the rules are much more lax. So Trump was convicted on hearsay. Like other people who weren't involved, well, I heard this. Ms. Carroll didn't even know what year it happened. When I saw that, that was the giant red flag for me. I will tell you, and this is absolutely true, there are 10 states in the union that would have convicted Trump on this civil charges, and 40 where the juries would not have. And New York is one of the 10.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So now let's turn to the inside Republican situation. As you know, I'm an independent. I'm not associated with any party. Don't really follow the party politics very much unless someone inside either party starts to hurt you. Then I rapidly get involved. The Republican Party is in the middle of a changeover from Ronna McDaniel, who was the chair of the RNC. And now, as of last Friday, you have Michael Whatley and Lara Trump, who is President Trump's daughter-in-law. She joins us now from Washington. So when I heard first that you were going to do this, I went, why would anybody want this job? I mean, I know you want your father-in-law to be back in the Oval Office. That's obvious. But you have a family, you got kids, and this is like 24 hours a day. This never stops, right?
Well, you're right, Bill. I mean, to be honest with you, it's not a job that I ever wanted or a job that I ever really thought I would pursue. But I also never thought that our country would be in such dire straits. And we truly are. I think you really have seen us in a space in America where if this election coming up on November 5th goes the wrong way and Joe Biden ends up with four more years in the Oval Office, I really don't know what kind of country we have on the other side of that. So, yeah, I have two young children. They're 4 and 6 years old. I have a lot of things that I'm busy with all the time, but nothing is more important to me than ensuring that their future is set up well and that every American child gets to grow up in the same America I got to grow up in. So when my father-in-law called and he said, would you do this? To be honest with you, I thought about it and I had to think long and hard about it. And then I said, you know what? If I'm the best person for this job and this is the best use of my time over the next 8 months, absolutely, I'm a yes.
Okay. What does the RNC actually do beside raising money? I mean, we know you raise money and you're going to have to raise a lot of it in the next 8 months to compete with the Democrats, which, you know, that's a money donating machine over there.
Yeah.
But what else does the RNC do beside raising money?
Well, look, you don't win the presidency without the support of the Republican National Committee. The reality is this is a committee that's been around so long. It's obviously one of the two major political parties in this country, and they have an apparatus across the country in every state, in every district around the United States of America. And so once you have a nominee named, which obviously Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, you need the apparatus of the RNC to help all across the country districts.
You got to be specific now. I mean, okay, to help. We are, all right, got it. But how do you do that? I mean, one of the reasons that Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden to me, and I'm pretty, I've been around like a long time since U.S. Grant, was that the Democrats were better organized in getting out the mail-in ballots and all of this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So they mobilized more people to the polls than the Republicans did. And they did that in a variety of ways. They had a lot of money from Mark Zuckerberg, okay, hundreds of millions of dollars to hire people to go out. How is the RNC going to compete against that in November?
Yeah, well, the truth is, you're right, Bill. We have not been playing the game the same way. We have been playing checkers, and the DNC and the Democrats have been playing chess. We have to fight fire with fire. And you're right. As Republicans, we've had this notion for a long time. We're going to go out and all vote on Election Day. And it would be great if we had voter ID across the country. It would be great if we had paper ballots. We don't have those things. We know Election Day starts in some states months ahead of November 5th. We have to start talking to people on the Republican side of the aisle about early voting, about mail-in voting.
Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you hire local people to do that like the Democrats do? What exactly are you going to do?
Well, there's a whole host of different ways. First of all, messaging has to be go vote early. For a long time, we never told people that. We said wait until Election Day. So the messaging is going to change. We are hiring people like legal ballot harvesters all across this country to go everywhere you legally can and harvest ballots.
What does that mean, though, harvest ballots? Does that mean convince people to vote a certain way? Is that what harvest about? What does that mean?
Not on the Republican side. Perhaps on the Democrat side, they may help you fill it out. What ballot harvesting is literally going to an area where you can have a contingent of people, a group of people. You take their ballots and then you take it to a designated location
and
turn them in.
Okay, so they bring their ballots to the VFW hall, and then the RNC has somebody at the hall who takes those ballots physically and brings them to the voting precinct. That's what ballot harvesting is.
Exactly.
And you're going to do that now in a much more aggressive way than you did it 4 years ago. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly right. We're going to turn out low propensity voters. These are people who maybe only vote in one out of every four presidential elections, but every time they will vote Republican. We are going to target these people using a bunch of different software and AI technology that perhaps we hadn't had in the past. But I think the most important thing we have to do is protect the vote. Election integrity is something that every
How do you protect the vote?
Well, look, we have a whole host of different lawyers that are going to be spread out across the country. Some of these are paid. We are also asking for volunteer attorneys to be in every polling location.
And they're going to be at the actual polling places? Because you know you can't, it's against the law to politic at polling places. So you're going to have people observing?
We can have eyes on the ground. Legally, you can have poll watchers. We will have trained poll watchers. This is something the RNC has never done. These are people who can actually count the ballots going in, ballots going out, handle them, and really assure people that every single legal vote in this country is counted.
Right.
Because, Bill, if we don't have election integrity, nothing else ultimately matters.
You're going to be hiring a lot of people, Lara. But
we sure will.
You got to compete. Our final question. I think that one of the reasons, and you know that I've known your father-in-law a lot longer than you have. One of the reasons he chose you, and I could be wrong, I'm just guessing, he never discussed it with me, is because you are articulate and a good fundraiser, and they can throw you out into Kansas and Montana to raise money. And that's what you're going to be doing a lot of. Am I right?
Oh, I certainly will be raising a lot of money. And I think the reality is there are people across this country who maybe at one time donated to the RNC and have said, look, I don't really know if I trust this organization over the past 5 or 6 years or so. And I think one of the things that has been my focus is to ensure that every penny of every dollar goes to the causes that people who donate care about. Of course, electing Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, but all the way down, we've got to expand our lead in the House, take back the Senate, and make sure we have America First patriots running for all these positions and supporting them.
Well, you're going to be one busy woman in the next 8 months.
I sure will.
If you run into Jeffrey Katzenberg, who's doing what you're doing on the other side, I mean, he's the big money man for Biden. You going to say anything to Katzenberg? Are you going to give him a little jab? What are you going to do?
I would be very nice and very pleasant, because you always want to be nice to people when they're on their way out.
Okay. Lara Trump, thank you very much for taking time. We really appreciate it.
You got it.
Okay, let's turn to the Oscars. You know, Hollywood's in trouble. You know that. The motion picture industry melting down. People don't go to the movies very much anymore. And I knew that Oppenheimer was going to win because it's a legitimate good movie. Had to win. In the presentation of the show, very little politics until Donald Trump tweeted something nasty about Jimmy Kimmel that gave Kimmel an opening. I don't know why Donald Trump does this stuff. You know, if you're going to do it after the show. Don't give Kimmel, you know, that kind of a platform. Anyway, the pinhead Hollywood stars, most of whom know nothing, were very subdued in their political presentations during the show. Okay, which was refreshing. I predicted Oppenheimer's victory on August 10th last summer. Go. But Hollywood needs this movie because it's a genuine movie. And the performances, Cillian Murphy, the lead, he's going to win Best Actor. Robert Downey Jr. is going to win Best Supporting Actor. And I went on and on, but I was right 100%. It's Cillian Murphy. That's a mistake I made. I should have known that because it's Celts, not Boston Celtics. It should be Boston Celtics. That's the way it's pronounced in Gaelic. But anyway, I was happy to see Oppenheimer win. Downey is a solid guy, tremendous actor. Murphy deserved it, in my opinion. But Hollywood has got, you know, they're almost over the cliff. They have alienated most traditional people in this country with their far left politics, and they got to bring it back a little bit. And that's what this was all about. All right, Smart Life, you don't want to go to the movies once you read some books. You know, people don't read much anymore because of the machines, because of their handhelds. But I've read three books recently that I'm going to recommend to you. First is The Blues Brothers. This is about John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, the early days of Saturday Night Live. I'm interested in that cultural part of my life, and it was a good book, whipped through, okay? Second one is Blood Money by Peter Schweitzer, investigative reporter. It's hard to read this book in the sense of so many facts, but it's interesting. Schweitzer alleges that the Biden family has received $31 million from the Chinese. $31 million, far more than everybody else has estimated. So I'm plowing through that. And then for St. Patrick's Day, Plentiful Country, The Great Potato Famine, Making of Irish New York. This is personal to me because my ancestors came over from County Cavan to Brooklyn. And this is a very vivid book, tough book. But if you really want to know about the Irish and St. Patrick's Day, Plentiful Country, Tyler Anbinder. All right. That is the Smart Life. If you read, you're going to be smart. Okay. So Smart Life goes in.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
This day in history, March 11th, 1997, Paul McCartney was knighted by Queen Elizabeth. Roll the tape.
Wonderful, glorious day for us all.
What does it mean to you?
Proud to be British, wonderful day, and it's a long way from a little terrace in Liverpool.
Okay, that was 27 years ago. McCartney, I think he's 81 now. Some interesting facts about that. Paul McCartney's wife at the time, Linda, could not go to the knighting ceremony because she was fighting breast cancer, which killed her about a year later. McCartney himself is worth $2 billion. I think it's worth more than that, but that's the estimate. These people never get that right. But he's one of the richest entertainers in the world. Still tours. His last show is in Rio de Janeiro in December. I met him twice. First time I met him, I've never told this story before, but it's pretty good. So I'm at a soiree put together by Barbara Walters, who was a friend of mine. And Barbara Walters' cousin is married to Paul McCartney. And so McCartney, and this was at top of Rockefeller Center, and top of the rock, they call it, a very she-she place. So Barbara goes, oh, Paul McCartney, Sir Paul is coming. I go to Barbara, I'm not calling anybody sir. Okay, I'm a son of liberty here. I don't do that sir business. So she looks at me and I go, but I'll call him Mr. McCartney, if, whatever, but not going to be any sir. So he gets off the elevator with his wife and she's introducing him all around. And a lot of people were very excited. I was, brings him over and I'm standing there and I don't think I'm obnoxious, but some people do. So Barbara goes, this is Bill O'Reilly. And he looks at me, clearly has no idea. Okay. And he goes, how are you, Phil? P-H-I-L. So I look at him and I go, I'm doing well, Ringo. I thought it was funny. And I laughed and I said, no, Bill O'Reilly. Sometimes I'm on Barbara's show, that kind of thing. Anyway, Paul McCartney knighted 27 years ago today. Back with the mail and a final thought. Okay, let's get to the mail. We got Mary Jane, concierge member, and we really encourage you to look into that program, an insurance policy for your life at a very small price. Get a free book. I mean, we want to help you. We like you guys. Mary Jane, your analysis of State of the Union was spot on. However, I don't understand why you mentioned that former President Trump never admits a mistake. Didn't Trump get enough bashing during the speech? I wasn't bashing Trump. I'm just saying that's what he's got in common with Biden. And that's the truth. I got to tell the truth. I mean, it's a compulsion that I have. Mark, if Biden gets reelected, nothing will get done. Nothing. If Trump gets elected, he will step on everyone who's in his way. Can also be our first criminal for president. Should be a good time either way. Okay, I mean, look, 30% of the public doesn't want him, either of them. Maybe it's higher than that. I mean, I get it. But if you look at how Trump governed the country in his 4 years, light years better than what Biden's doing. Light years. Dusty, I'll go ahead and say it. Anyone who would vote for Biden does not have the best entry of our country in mind. Not only the country, but themselves. You're going to vote for Biden, you're voting against your own self-interest because socialism, as I said, is going to come roaring down the track. And that means you're going to be paying more money to state and federal government. You want to do that? Jeffrey Link, Wyckoff, New Jersey. Will migrants be permitted to vote and be considered in the census? Yes on the census, no on the vote. Some of them will sneak it, but it is against the law for non-American citizens to votes. Nancy Hallman, Petersburg, Virginia. Love the No Spin News. You always cover a lot of ground. Thanks for setting it all in the right place, as only you can do. Maybe you blow your horn a bit, but hey, I'm liking the tune. Well, I appreciate that, Nancy. I know I blow the horn a little bit. I understand. Richard Green, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Big Civil War battle there. If you want to look it up. Bill, do yourself a favor and try Spindrift Sparkling Water. No sugar. Best carbonated water I've ever had. Okay? Spindrift, I will, because I don't want people drinking the sugar drinks. We'll check it. Sue Alexander, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Once a teacher, always a teacher. Killing the Witches was your teaching voice, O'Reilly. I took a tour in Salem with a group as a guest of the Smithsonian Training Center. It was enlightening and somber, but your book is so clearly explicit that I found it very interesting. That's Killing the Witches. So still doing very well. Look at that, Killing the Witches. After all these months, 6 months. My God. Okay, we have a new product we'd like to tell you about. We're going to put out themed mugs. Theme. The first one is self-reliance. And I'm going to have like every 3 months a different theme. So why I'm doing this is if you believe in self-reliance, these are great gifts to younger people, but anybody, that self-reliance is something that should be encouraged. All right, these are made in America. They'll last you forever. And we're going to have a bunch of themes, like every 3 or 4 months, a different theme that we believe in on the mug, self-reliance. And then we have all the books on BillO'Reilly.com. And we got the new book coming, Confronting the President's, big advance sale on this book. And we will not charge you till we ship it, but you can get in line, get it first. Word of the day, do not be rapacious. How about that? R-A-P-A-C-I-O-U-S. Do not be rapacious. When writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town. Still got lots of people forgetting a name and town. Got to have it. Got to know you're a real person. If you wish to opine. Back with a final thought about my Florida trip in a moment. All right, here is the final thought of the day. Always like to go down to Florida. If you know my history, I taught high school in Opa-locka, which is a very tough neighborhood north of Miami, way back in the Stone Age. And I spent years doing that in South Florida. Then I was based there when I covered the El Salvadoran War and the conflict in the Falkland Islands. Okay, so that was my jump-off point, Miami. I know South Florida as well as anybody knows it. So I love to go back. You know, and I'm based now in Palm Beach because that's where a lot of my friends and business is. And so it was hopping over the weekend. But I tell you what, a lot of people say to me, hey, why don't you move down here? You'd save buku money because we don't have the state and the taxes don't have the, you know, state taxes zero. New York state tax is crazy. You have a lot more freedom. You do. You live in Florida, you have a lot more freedom, personal freedom than you do in New York. Florida is the third most populated state, California first. California's got 40 million, Texas 30 million, and Florida 22 million. New York has 20 and losing, okay? California's also losing population. Florida's gained 8% over the last 5 years, okay? And the reason is if you can handle the heat, you got more freedom, more opportunity. Living costs are lower, although the insurance is crazy in Florida. You guys living down there know that now because of all the storms. But on Saturday, it was 87 degrees and 86% humidity. That, for my Irish metabolism, I was going to go to the Met Cardinal game up in Jupiter, but I couldn't go because it was so hot and our seats were not under a canopy. I could not sit there for 2 hours in that kind of a sun. Now, I know everybody's different. I mean, my assistant's been with me for more than 30 years. 87 degrees, she just can't get enough of that. I get out there, I go, oh, it's a little hot here. Now, I know I'm a sissy, okay? I'm just toughing it up. But you got to take that global warming, and that's my message of the day today, about how global warming is affecting you right now and me too. So that's on BillO'Reilly.com. But global warming not only is impacting northern winters and the ice flow, but it's getting hotter down in the tropics. So March 9th, you're looking at 86% humidity. That's pretty hot. August, don't even mention it. And all the people that I know, tons of people down there, I go, they don't come out of the house in August and July and September. You know. Anyway, that's the Florida situation. But I do respect the fact, and Texas too, because I lived in Texas for 2 years working at WFAA TV in Dallas. I do respect that the governments in these states, the most important thing to them is personal freedom. That's what's most important in those states. in New York, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, government rules. And you better toe the line. You better toe the line. That's a big difference. Same country. Okay. As always, we have tomorrow, we're going to spend a lot of time on the Robert Hur, Joe Biden document testimony. That should be explosive tomorrow. So we hope you are with us. You will get a fair look, not a cherry-picked look, at what goes on. Thank you for watching and listening on the radio to the No Spin News. We will see you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.